الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة وكل وعد الله الحسنى وفضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين أجرا عظيما. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala had reminded the Sahaba, those Sahaba who had killed a person in spite of him reading the kalima. And they thought that he's reading the kalima just to save his life. He's not actually a Muslim, but just to save his life, he's reading the kalima. On that, Allah Ta'ala had warned them that they should accept things at their face value and not leave it to their doubts what they have. Upon that, now the fear was that they had to take all these precautions, so perhaps they give up jihad, because going to do good and instead harm is caused. As the famous saying goes, neki barbad guna lazim. You want to do some good deed, but instead of the good you do wrong, and you get guna instead of the good. So perhaps the Sahaba would fear, and now they do not want to go out in jihad. We want to do good, but we go out and we do bad in the bad. Rather, we stay at home. So Allah Ta'ala explained two great virtues of jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala in this ayat. Allah says, لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم. برابر نہیں بیٹھے رہنے والے مسلمان جن کو کوئی عذر نہیں. The two can never be equal. The one are those believers who do not have an excuse and they don't go out in the path of Allah. That is, they are not handicapped in any way. They haven't got money, for example. They are blind, paralyzed, or any other handicap. So therefore, they cannot go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Compared to the وَالْمُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. اور وہ مسلمان جو ڈرنے والے ہیں اللہ کے راہ میں اپنے مال سے اور جان سے. Compared to those mujahideen who go out in the path of Allah with their own wealth and with their own persons, themselves also. Yeah, they are compared to those Muslims who could not go. They were handicapped. So therefore they have an excuse. And for that they will still get the full sawab. But in spite of that, those who actually go, Allah say they will still have more virtue. Even if those who couldn't go and they did not have an excuse, they had an excuse not to go. They were handicapped, but still the mujahideen, Allah has given them preference. And then the other group, فَضَّلُ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ دَرَجَةً. اللہ نے برہا دیا لڑنے والوں کا اپنے مال اور جان سے بیٹھ رہنے والوں پر درجہ. And those who did not have an excuse to go out, but they preferred to stay at home and engage in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says for them also, the mujahideen who go out with their wealth and their person, they have more greater virtues over those who are sitting at home and making the ibadat of Allah. They also will get their reward for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. But the mujahideen will get a greater reward. So the mujahideen, Allah gave them preference and compared them with two groups of Muslims. One is those who have an excuse, who couldn't go out. Still the mujahideen, normally those who stay at home because of an excuse, they get the same reward. But for the mujahideen, Allah still gave them a higher reward. And those who don't have an excuse, then of course the reward of the mujahideen is much more greater, who go out in the path of Allah. وَكُلَّمْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. اور ہر ایک سے وعدہ کیا اللہ نے بھلائی کا. And for all, Allah has promised the promise of goodness. That is, those who go out in the path of Allah. those who don't go and stay at home and make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, whether they have an excuse or they don't have an excuse, but for all Allah has written great goodness for them. وَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. اور زیادہ کیا اللہ نے لڑنے والوں کو بیٹھ رہنے والوں سے اجر عظیم میں. But in any case, still the law of Allah remains that those, Allah has given great preference to the mujahideen over the qa'ideen, over those who remain at home, and Allah has given them ajran azeema. For the mujahideen, those who strive in the path of Allah and give their lives and make jihad, for them is a great reward. At the end of the day, so to say, Allah Ta'ala says, it is the mujahideen who get the great reward, those who strive and who make so big sacrifices, and they go out and fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And these, this ajran azeema, this great reward, what is it? The rajati minhu, wa maghfiratun wa rahma, jo ke darje hai Allah ke taraf se. There are great, great stages from Allah's side. That is, in Jannah, they will be in far higher, superior position. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ and bakshish, forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. وَرَحْمَةٌ or مِهِرْبَانِ hai. And Allah Ta'ala will shower His mercy also upon such people. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا or hai Allah بخشنے والا مِهِرْبَانِ. And in any case, and in all cases, undoubtedly, Allah is the oft forgiving, the most forgiving, most merciful. And this law of Allah, of Ghafoorur Rahim, is for everyone. A person who has an excuse or not an excuse also, Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. It is only for us to turn to Allah Ta'ala. Also, in this ayat comes to light, there isn't just one way to please Allah, there are many ways, and nobody must criticize and work one way over the other. Must you understand that all these ways, and Allah Ta'ala forgives the errors of every person, and it is just for us for the asking. And then Allah not only forgives, but showers His great, great rahmat also. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala shows that in fear of doing good, and we fear we will do some wrong, we must not stop doing the good. We must carry on. In the very similar constraints, other incident also is mentioned, and ayat were revealed when the Muslims were called out to go out in the path of Allah. And that was when they had to go and fight the Romans in the Roman Empire. And they had heard that the women of Rome are very beautiful. So they said, we will get involved in fitna with the woman there. So Allah says, by you not going, you have already fallen in fitna. Before that fitna can come, by your just not going out in the path of Allah, going for jihad, you have already fallen in fitna. So where we fear that we'll do some good, but instead of good we'll do wrong. So don't give up that good. Still do it and try your best to save yourself from all wrong. And from all wrong that may be done, ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. But the bottom line is that always strive in the path of Allah and make your efforts to the best of your ability. And for any errors, omissions, or wrongs that we do, ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all proper understanding and proper amal, and may Allah accept from us also. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.